Thank you so much for joining Get Real with Lisa Crown. I'm Lisa Crown, and I'm here today to talk to you about your untouchable morning. Mornings are huge, huge in life, huge in business. It's the start of the day. I mean, it really is what makes it all come together. So let's talk about your untouchable morning. First and foremost is there's a great book that I want you to get and read and check out. It's called Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. So I took some bits and pieces from that, bits and pieces of my own thing, and kind of meshed it together to my untouchable morning. Which means it's not touchable, okay? I'm not flaking on myself. I'm not canceling because this shiny object came in and wants to distract me. I'm not going to cancel, you know, to go pick up an appointment or go do this or go do that. I literally have decided, you know what? If I want to do anything in this world and in this business, I've got to put Lisa Crown first. She's my number one client. I got to take good care of her. So the reality is my morning, it's untouchable. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how that goes. And if you want, get out a paper and a pen, take out some notes here. But first and foremost, you have to declare the time. What time are you going to wake up? What time does your body get out of bed? I hear all different types of time. I mean, I know people get up at 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Okay. It doesn't matter what time you pick up. Typically it says you're supposed to wake up as early as you possibly can. And whatever time you're waking up now, try to get yourself a half an hour earlier wake up and see if that creates a shift and a change, because there is that quiet time in the morning that you do need, especially if you have kids. So figure out what your time frame is. And then I want you to figure out, what does your untouchable morning look like? Everybody has a list of things that they could be doing. I'm just going to give you a few ideas. You do and you create your untouchable morning. But this is things that could be in it. You know, getting ready, going to the gym, stretching, working out, doing a meditation, prayer time, reading a book, getting ready for the day, eating your breakfast. It could be reading the paper, having your cup of coffee. It could be looking at your to-do list and your day planner look at the day ahead of you and also fill in any white spaces. So it could also be in your quiet time, where you're just sitting in silence and creating some real calming and maybe appreciating nature or being in a space of gratitude and filling in your gratitude journal. So any of these things, I mean, there are so many things that could be in there. I think I said getting kids ready for school, but add that in if I didn't. And figure it out. So when does it start and what time does it end? Now you got to remember, if you're doing things like, you know, getting ready to work out, and that's a 15-minute thing, you know, or it's 10 minutes. Make sure that that time is in there appropriately. If you're driving to a gym and it's 20 minutes, you got to add in the 20 there and the 20 back. So make sure you're very clear on exactly all the minutes that pertain to creating your untouchable morning. The morning, it belongs to you. This is your time. If we do not fuel ourselves and take care of ourselves, we're going to burn out. We're going to get tired. We're going to get bored. It's not going to feel right for us. And I did not have an untouchable morning till later in my life and career. I wish someone told me sooner. I really do. It just wasn't my forefront. I would like get up and jam to work, you know, and then I worked all day and came home and I'd work out and then I'd eat and then it was like work and then I went to bed. I didn't love my life. I'm going to be honest. It didn't have all the layers. Now bringing in, you know, a solid, you know, workout without rushing and meditation without rushing. I mean, I got into meditation late in my life. It just happened to be, you know, and so these are things that I picked up that I would not give up for anything. I mean, I don't accept every single opportunity or appointment that comes my way. I work it around the boundaries of my timeline because my day matters to me and my life matters to me. And I am my number one client and I've got to take good care of Lisa Crown. Otherwise, she's not going to be able to bring it when it's time to go to work or be a mom or be a wife. I need to take care of me and I'm not going to choose to feel bad or guilty about it. I'm going to make it happen because the morning matters. Your time matters before you jump and submerge yourself into a crazy day ahead. And when you do all those things and you take care of yourself first, it's interesting, especially if you put in a great amount of water and hydration and great food in your body. all those things that you're doing, feeding, you know, your mind, body, and soul, my God, are you ready for your day? It's just, it's something I'll never give up. So I just want to encourage anybody who's listening right now, what does your untouchable morning look like? You know what I do? I typed it out. I typed it out and I pinned it on my wall and it says my untouchable morning. And it's itemized with every single thing I'm doing from the start to the end. And I'm looking at my timer. I am looking at it. So I stay on point and I stay on time and I'm getting all these things done. And then when my day really begins, I'm like, my mind is like ready. I feel ready. I love that. The exchange is not worth it, you know, to roll out of bed and get right to work. And no, I don't want to do that. So try it. You'll like it. Untouchable morning, you guys. Give it a whirl. All right, I'm signing off. DJ, kick us something, you know, bright and fun and energetic for the morning, for our untouchable morning. Check me out on Get Real with Lisa Crown on Facebook. I got a private Facebook page there. You're not going to want to miss it. And you can follow me on Instagram at Coach, and that's E-L-S-E-E, so Coach Elsie. And I will connect with you there. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great, productive day.